AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We are sorry. The words of Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr as he stood on the French mountainside where 150 people died after last week's plane crash. An apparently suicidal co-pilot flew the plane into the mountain, although Spohr didn't talk about that this morning, referring to the tragedy only as an accident. And he made this promise to victims' families.
Give my word to the victims that we don't only help this week. We want to help as long as help is needed. That's also my promise.
He refused to say what the airline knew about the mental health of the co-pilot suspected of deliberately destroying the airplane. Are they getting anywhere at those nuclear talks with Iran? British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond on the ongoing negotiations in Switzerland.
Well, we have made some very significant progress over the last few days, but it has been slow going. We decided to break last night because some of the staff had been working through the previous night. We wanted people to be fresh as we tackle the last few issues that remain.
Iran suggested there might be a joint statement by the end of today, but without specifics. To which a top Western official said there won't be any statement if there aren't any specifics. Iraq is saying this morning that its military will take full control of Saddam Hussein's old hometown of Tikrit within the next few hours. The Iraqis have been battling Islamic State militants in the town. Walmart is very publicly suggesting Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson veto religious freedom legislation, similar to a law Indiana passed. Critics say the law gives businesses the right to deny service to gays and lesbians. Walmart says it runs counter to the company's values. This is AP Radio News. We've been asking the State Department for copies of Hillary Clinton's emails about drones and surveillance programs when she was Secretary of State. It is telling us it can find only four sent between Clinton and her staff. The AP's Jack Gillum is working on this.
We received just a handful of pages, only four emails worth, you know, among the, you know, tens of thousands that she said she sent and received during that time period. The very keywords we use, like things about drones, about metadata under the NSA's warrantless wiretapping programs and the like, between those topics and between Hillary Clinton and several of her top advisors, one expert we talked to said it stands to reason that there's going to be more than four emails.
Soon to be new host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, says it's unfair to blast him for old tweeted jokes about Jews and women. Comedy Central agrees, calling him a provocative comedian. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.